Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 11.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the City of Kingston, Kingston Fire and Rescue issues notice of burn ban. In advance of the total solar eclipse happening in Kingston on Monday, April 8th, Kingston Fire and Rescue will activate a complete burn ban from Friday, April 5th at 8 a.m. to Tuesday, April 9th at 8 a.m. Kingston is preparing to welcome 70,000 to 500,000 visitors to the region, creating additional service needs and traffic congestion leading up to, during, and following the eclipse. CFR Fire Chief Monique Blair states, quote, "By issuing a burn ban, we can keep resources available to respond to emergency scenes when and where they are needed. If the fire department is responding to an open-air fire, crews will be unavailable to help in other emergency or rescue situations. This may come at the expense of increased response times, endangerment to the responders, or even the loss of life. We ask that all residents and visitors comply with the burn ban to ensure we keep Kingston safe for all. While the burn ban is in effect, the following is prohibited: setting off fireworks, all open-air fires, including campfires, outdoor appliance fires, agricultural fires, and brush fires. You may still use propane and natural gas appliances, smokers, barbecues, and charcoal appliances. However, exercise extreme caution. KFR will continue to monitor the situation and provide an update if conditions change." Downtown Kingston kicks off Solar Eclipse Weekend with a special edition of Art After Dark. This weekend in Kingston all starts on Friday evening with a special solar eclipse edition of Art After Dark. A favorite of Kingston residents and visitors alike, Art After Dark is a free walking tour of downtown's most art-loving shops, cafes, and studio spaces. Each stop on the tour showcases some of the best art Kingston has to offer, with a few special surprises along the way. This year's spring edition of Art After Dark has been moved forward to coincide with Monday's highly anticipated celestial event. Sandy Griffiths, events manager at the Downtown Kingston BIA, states, quote, "With people traveling to the city for the eclipse, we thought this was a great opportunity to showcase the city's wonderfully vibrant art scene," end quote. With a record 24 participants, this edition of Art After Dark is set to be the biggest one yet. Attendees can expect a wide range of activities from curated gallery shows and live art demonstrations to live music. The event runs from 7 to 10 p.m. with a map and a full list of participants available at downtownkingston.ca. During the event, participants can also take part in a scavenger hunt-style contest for a chance to win $500 towards original art. To enter, visit each participating location to find the code word, and submit it for a chance to win. Each code word submission earns you one entry into the draw for the grand prize. Art After Dark is produced by Downtown Kingston and brought to you by 700-plus downtown business and property owners. In yet another total solar eclipse event, Ancient Cures and Traditions to be featured at Museum Solar Eclipse Event. The Museum of Healthcare at Kingston is holding an event to celebrate the once-in-a-lifetime eclipse happening on April 8th. The sun, the mood, and your body will feature ancient traditions and healing practices associated with the sun, the moon, and health. Visitors are invited to visit the museum on Saturday, April 6th and Sunday, April 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for interactive, family-friendly activities. An apothecary will be on hand to issue cures to those feeling the ill effects of the celestial event. Visitors will have the opportunity to make an amulet to collect all the positive energy that the solar eclipse brings. There will also be a challenging museum-wide scavenger hunt to discover all the phases of the moon. This fun and fascinating weekend will have something for everyone. This event does not require registration and admission is by donation. In another message from the City of Kingston, the Household Hazardous Waste Depot opens for the season on Thursday, April 4th. Located at the Kingston Area Recycling Center at 196 Lappin's Lane, the depot accepts household hazardous waste items on Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Residents are reminded to follow the directions provided by the depot attendants while visiting. measures to follow while at the Kingston Area Recycling Center. Stay in your vehicle while waiting for an attendant to serve you. Either unload your items into a provided basket or stay in your vehicle while items are unloaded for you. Bring proof of residency, such as a driver's license, when dropping off household hazardous waste. For reporting purposes, the City of Kingston tracks whether facility visitors are from Kingston or another nearby community. About household hazardous waste and what to bring. Never put hazardous material in with regular garbage or recycling, and never pour it down a drain or toilet. Store hazardous material in original containers in a cool, dry place, safely away from food, children, or pets, until you can bring it to the facility. Look for warning labels and instructions on products and handle any potential hazardous materials with care. Do not mix materials and, when possible, bring items in their original containers. Household hazardous waste includes items such as adhesives, aerosol containers, antifreeze, batteries of all kinds, and light bulbs of all kinds. Fire extinguishers, fuels, household cleaners, mercury devices, switches, thermometers and thermostats, oil, paint, propane cylinders, and solvents. If you're not sure where it goes, you can visit cityofkingston.ca/waste-lookup. In another message from the City of Kingston, City of Kingston to begin enforcement of daytime sheltering prohibition in city parks. The City of Kingston, with support from community partners, has begun applying the Parks Use Bylaw 2009-76 in all municipally owned parks as directed by Kingston City Council. For people who have been sheltering in parks, this means tents and other temporary structures must be removed 1 hour after sunrise and cannot be erected until 1 hour before sunset. Following a court decision in late 2023, city staff began letting people know about the provision last month, with every effort made to do so in a respectful, safe, and empathetic manner. Daytime services have expanded, with Adelaide Street Center, a shelter, and daytime drop-in now operating 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. There are 30 spaces during day services, which started March 29th. A new seat container in Bell Park, operated by Homebase Housing, will be open daily to store tents and belongings during the day. Staff have been implementing procedures for dismantling permanent and/or semi-permanent structures erected in city parks, enforcing fire bans, and establishing other procedures intended to protect the security of the city's parks and infrastructure, address life safety concerns, and promote the safe and accessible use of city parks. Kingston Police will have a presence in the area to ensure the safety of everyone on the ground, including individuals sheltering there, advocates, staff, community partners, and neighbors. The city is committed to working with individuals in the encampment to have voluntary compliance. As a last resort, the city will consider all available legal remedies. Paige Agnew, Commissioner, Growth and Development Services, states, quote, "We recognize this is going to be extremely difficult for people who are sheltering in parks. The city is committed to supporting those impacted by this change in a fair and reasonable way. The city has been working closely with community partners to share information about expanded options for storage, daytime shelters, and support services," end quote. The City of Kingston remains dedicated to finding safe, supporting housing for people experiencing homelessness. To learn more about encampment protocol procedures or to comment on the protocol procedures, visit the City of Kingston website. That wraps up your headlines for this evening, and next up is Erica Singh with Campus Corner.
Hello and welcome to Campus Corner. My name is Erica Singh, and here are your campus news headlines. In response to widespread food insecurity among graduate students, the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, or the SGPS, has reopened its Food Insecurity Relief Program, securing $15,000 for Loblaws gift cards, half of which will prioritize graduate students with children, caregivers, or those with disabilities. The program aims to provide essential support to members in need. The initiative closed signups on March 18th and received over 400 applications, representing nearly 10% of SGPS membership. The additional $5,000 donation from Queen's Student Affairs has bolstered the program's capacity to assist more students facing food insecurity. The reopening of the Food Insecurity Relief Program follows the closure of the previous iteration in November, when overwhelming demand left its temporary closure. With consistent advocacy efforts at Board of Trustees meetings, Valley has been instrumental in raising awareness about graduate student food insecurity and prompting discussions among university stakeholders. The initiative highlights ongoing challenges faced by graduate students, with previous programs also expressing high demand. As the university community rallies together to support those in need, initiatives like these play a crucial role in addressing food insecurity among students. Next, the University District in Kingston saw its annual St. Patrick's Day celebrations last week, with Kingston Police reporting over $25,000 in fines issued during the festivities. Despite the overall positive atmosphere, this marked an increase of $6,300 in fines compared to the previous year. Police praised attendees for their cooperation, noting a quicker dispersal compared to previous years. While the event was deemed the best in recent memory by Kingston Police, fines were still issued for various violations, including amplified sound, hosting nuisance parties, and liquor license violations. 22 fines were placed for amplified sound or disruptive behavior, with six $2,000 fines for hosting nuisance parties. Additionally, 101 liquor license violations were recorded, resulting in court summons. Two charges of public intoxication were made, leading to one arrest. Despite these violations, there were no significant safety concerns reported. The increased cooperation from students was attributed to outreach efforts by liaison teams regarding the University District Safety Initiative, which was in effect during the celebrations. The initiative aims to deter nuisance parties by increasing fine penalties during peak times. Queen's also implemented measures to maintain safety, including additional security personnel conducting bag checks in university buildings to prevent alcohol from being brought inside. Lastly, the AMS Assembly discussed significant changes to the AMS executive elections during its recent meeting, including the possibility of de-slating candidates. A motion was passed to start amending the AMS Constitution, allowing candidates to run individually rather than as a team. However, concerns were raised about the feasibility of implementing such a change within the limited time frame before the final assembly on April 9th. In addition to discussion on executive elections, AMS Assembly also addressed the planned move of faculty societies into the JDOC and the delayed disbursement of student activity fees to certain faculty societies. Faculty society leaders expressed concerns about the lack of updates regarding the JDUC move, but AMS Vice President Michelle Hudson announced that the move would proceed on July 1st. Regarding the delayed disbursement of student activity fees, the AMS resolved the issue after discussions with affected faculty society leaders. These developments mark significant changes in the AMS landscape and highlight ongoing efforts to improve governance and operations within the organization. That's all for me today. Thank you so much. Now over to the weather.
For your weather report this evening, there is a special weather statement. Significant rainfall is expected today, followed by wet snow. Hazards include 25 to 50 millimeters of rain and accumulating snow possible late today into Thursday morning. Tonight we're expecting rain mixed with snow, changing to snow late this evening. Snowfall will be 2 to 4 centimeters. Winds will be 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, and temperature will be steady near plus 1. Looking forward to tomorrow, we're expecting periods of snow, once again 2 to 4 centimeters, with winds being 30 kilometers per hour and gusting to 50. Temperature will be steady near plus 1. We have a UV index of 1 or low. Tomorrow night, we're expecting cloudy skies with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of plus 1. Finally, on Friday, we have cloudy skies with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers and a high of plus 5. Friday night, that'll go down just a bit for a 30% chance of rain showers or flurries and a low of plus 3. That wraps up your CFRC weather report for this evening, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for March 29th to April 4th. Reduced load restrictions are in effect in Kingston, and heavy trucks and loads are restricted on city roads where posted. These restrictions help reduce damage to roads in the spring. The city of Kingston is planning for up to 500,000 visitors to the city. Expect significant traffic delays. Stay tuned to their website for details about road closures, bus routes, and detours on April 8th. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is fully closed to all public access, including vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians, until further notice. An incident on the Bascule Bridge occurred on Saturday, March 30th at approximately 5 p.m., whereby an element of the bridge was compromised during the construction. No one was injured or harmed as a result of this incident. Traffic barriers and fencing are in place, and traffic personnel are stationed at both ends to prevent all public access to the bridge. PSPC advises all motorists, cyclists, pedestrians, and emergency vehicles to use the Wabun crossing. Detour signage is in place. PSPC is working on a solution to stabilize the bridge and repair the damaged element. The estimated time for repair is currently unknown. A complete assessment of the damage to the structure is needed and can only be undertaken once the affected element can be adequately supported. PSPC will provide more information once available and encourages you. PSPC will provide more information once available and encourages users to consult their public notices and social media channels for updates. More information about the project is available on the LaSalle Causeway Bascule Bridge Rehabilitation webpage. In road closures, Coronation Boulevard at CN Rail Crossing is closed April 3rd at 7 a.m. to April 7th at 7 p.m. for repairs at the Coronation Boulevard railway tracks. University Avenue Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queens JDEC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is now underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include efforts such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and various other upgrades. The work began in February this year and will conclude in late December. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chad Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. Finally, in other delays, Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham, expect an eastbound lane closure until May 15, 2024. Detours will be in place for the duration of the lane closure. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this week, and next up is your events and concerts calendar with Danielle.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Concert and Events Calendar for April 1st to 7th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. On April 1st, Downtown Kingston Bike Tours will be starting up again for the season. On this three-hour tour, see and learn many things of natural and cultural interest, including campuses, parks, the Lakeshore Trail, harbors, prisons, and other significant landmarks. To book a time slot, visit ahoyrentals.com/kingstonbiketours. On April 2nd, Search for the Cure will be hosting an exam de-stress event at Ontario Hall. This event will include bracelet making, tote bag painting, and insomnia cookies. Admission is $5 and proceeds will go to the Canadian Cancer Society. To register for this event, visit the Google Doc linked at cfrc.ca under Events. On April 3rd, Yellow House Student Center for Equity and Inclusion will be hosting Go With The Fro, an opportunity to build your community by connecting with Black students, staff, and faculty. No registration is required. Also on April 3rd, joins Queen's Department of Physics for a fascinating exploration of how cultures, science, and society have embraced solar eclipses. All inspiration for how you can choose to experience the upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th in Kingston. This event will take place at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Central Branch from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. To register for free, visit calendar.kfpl.ca. On April 4th, head to Daft Brewing for a free stand-up comedy night from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Reserve your spot by direct messaging Daft Brewing Co. on Instagram. On April 4th and 6th, the Kingston Public Market will be held at Springer Market Square, featuring local vendors. The market will be open from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. and will be open every Tuesday and Thursday until late fall. To view a full list of vendors, visit kingstonpublicmarket.ca. On April 5th, discover the ghosts of Queen's University on a haunted walking tour. There are eerie tales of student grave robbers, professors reaching out from the beyond, heists gone wrong, and streets shrouded in mystery. The tour costs $25.99 for adults and $19.99 for youth. Book your time slot at haunted.com. enchantedwalk.com/kingstontours. On April 6th, give improv comedy a try at the Isabel Bader Center from 12 to 2:30 p.m. For more information and pricing, contact info@improvkingston.com. Are you a trans, non-binary, genderqueer, genderfluid, or any other non-cisgender person who wants a safer space to swim and meet other students and wider trans community members? Head over to the Athletic and Recreation Center on April 7th at 2:30 p.m. for a solidarity swim. This event is free and open to the wider Kingston community. For more information and to register, visit gogalesgo.com. Moving into the concerts for the week, on April 1st, Ariel Posen will be performing at the Broom Factory at 7:30 p.m. This is an all-ages show. Tickets can be purchased for $30 at eventbrite.ca. On April 2nd, local Kingston bands will be performing at the Mansion to raise money for the Kingston University Hospital Foundation. The show runs from 7:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. Admission will be $15 at the door. See the full lineup of bands at the Mansion Kingston on Instagram. On April 3rd, Colin Slack will be performing at the RCHA Club from 7 to 10 p.m. Cover is $5. Also on the 3rd, an open stage drag show will be taking place at the Grad Club. This event is open to first-time or returning performers. No experience is necessary. Cover is $5 at the door, cash only. To sign up to perform, visit the Google Docs link at cfrc.ca under Concerts. On April 4th, Blue Martini will be hosting a free open mic night from 8:30 p.m. to 12 a.m. Also on the 4th, Nyson will be performing for free at the Toucan from 9:30 to 1 a.m. On April 5th, Joe McLeod will be bringing his spring tour to the Mansion with special guest Oak Ridge Avenue. Doors open at 8 p.m. Tickets start at $15 and can be purchased at sidedooraccess.com. Also on the 5th, Salty Dogs will be performing at the RCHA Club from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Cover is $5. There will also be free live music on the 5th. Christopher Jackson and friends will be performing both covers and originals at Blue Martini from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is an all-ages show and admission is free. On April 6th, Pacific Estate will be performing with support from Mobius Trip at the Mansion from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Cover is $10 and the event is 19+. And lastly, on the 7th, Doug Vanderhorden will be performing 60s to 90s hits and more at the Spearhead Brewery from 2 to 5 p.m. This is an all-ages show and admission is free. This has been Danielle with your weekly event and concerts calendar for April 1st to 7th, wishing you all a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage funky one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.